in her pants and she's gonna dance. Stop the music. We had a beautiful master plan of how to start this show, and while we were discussing it, the show started. We've got a beautiful sold-out audience right in front of us. Ladies and gentlemen, with They Might Be Giants, there will only be some compromising. All right. Introducing on the drums, Mr. Marty Feller, everybody. On the electric guitar, Mr. Dan Miller. Peace. It's time for the beard and glasses check. Let's see what the ratio is like tonight. All the sponsors seem to be distinct lacking glasses and desires. What's happening, people? Remember, are you guys moving on to LASIK or some kind of cosmetic surgeries? Don't do it. Don't do it. Yeah, we got one guy with glasses. That's it. That's it.
One guy, glasses and beard.
Yeah, glasses
and beard.
So
that covers several things.
Yeah.
I'm still holding out for eye patches. I don't know why we... And monocles.
Yeah.
Come on, people.
I'm holding out for double eye patches.
Double monocles with eye patches.
Yeah.
That would be the triple crown.
That would be the no-compromise solution to your vision problems. So, folks, we are in Mike B. Johnson. We've got a very special program for you tonight. We are performing the entire Flood album. Thank you! Hold your applause. We're doing it in a jumbled up sequence guaranteed to confuse and bewilder us.
Thank you!
Giving us that patina of humbleness that has served us so poorly for so long. So, John.
So, what? Yeah. Yes, John.
So what? Are you ready for the first
time? I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out what happened at the beginning of the show.
Well, you know,
was that on purpose?
No, it was definitely not. Let you in on a little backstage stuff with them. Might be giants. We were literally discussing when we were going to enter the stage and start the song during the period of time that we should have been doing the thing we were talking about doing. It was like, okay. And then we were, what's that? Shirley Jackson's right, and then they were upon us.
The lottery. Yes. Well, we do plan things out right after we try and do them. That's our typical way of working.
Some bands rehearse before the show. We like to rehearse after because it's informed by our performance. So here's the song off the Flood album, and it's called Letterbox. By the time you hear this song.
best show.
Tonight, we're going to make the perfect the enemy of the good. It's going to be a fight between the enemy of the good.
There's like five different versions of that. They're all contradictory, but they're all...
My personal one is, don't make the perfect the enemy of the half-assed.
Everybody wants to rock to wild.
Now we're going to bring up onto the stage the horns.
The horns!
And coming out from behind the drum kit, joining us center stage, it's Mr. Marty Bella, ladies and gentlemen.
Scratchy after all these years. If only it sounded like this. What a difference! Why, it's like being back in Frank Bailey's Meadowbrook, the Glen Island Casino, the Avalon Ballroom, or one of the other great dance halls. But try to recapture that sound on your old 78s, and you're in for a disappointment. It's just not the way you remember it. What you probably remember was more like this.
The enemy
had a one show at a time theme.
Let go, let God.
Yeah. All right, so...
Enemy of the good.
Here's another song off of Flood, the beloved Flood album, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Not those horrible later albums. When the shepherd died of ocean, the vessel runs aground. Lands where we know the boat is bound. Now there's nothing unexpected but the water giving up. Land's not a word we have to shout, but there's something beside the shore. We'll be right back.
over to the left and play a song sonically in reverse. As I announced last night, some of you might have brought friends to the show and never seen They Might Be Giants before. This is the point of the show where they look at you and go, why did you bring me here? This next song is called Sapphire Bullets and Pure Love. It's off the What we're going to do is we've learned the song sonically in reverse. I try not to say the word orally because it doesn't come across without context. But that's what we're doing. Sonically in reverse, we're going to videotape it, and then at the beginning of the second set, we are going to broadcast the John, I'm missing something.
I don't know.
Everyone understands with me. What's going on?
I think it's like, sell out.
All right. Don't play it backwards so we can tell why you did it. Let the mystery be.
This guy used to be good.
I didn't realize we were in front of such totally urbane musical sophisticates. That you're like, no explanations, please. Just feed us the endurance test and we'll take it.
That's all I
do. What's going to happen is when we play the song sonically backwards. That's not good enough, actually. Trust me. Trust me on this. We've performed this song many times. It doesn't work. The only part that works is when you reverse the videotape and explain to people what's happening. Oh, look, somebody's handing out waters. It's nice. Two people get waters. That's the kind of operation we're running here. Anybody out there desperately thirsty? Sorry. We found the only two.
Wow, well done.
But two's better than nothing. That's what we use. So, folks, here we go. The song is Sapphire Bullets and Pure Love. You'll love the video.
Yeah, I'm in here. Do it. Service is going to start. Have your orders ready. So folks, here's a song called Authenticity Trip featuring the Horns, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
All right, we're just going to play one more, and then we will take a little break and total costume changes.
Wait, son, I want to play two more.
Yeah. Thank you.
Here's a song that I don't think we've played it on this tour yet. So yeah, that gets a woo. Museum of Idiots.
Step aside.
Thanks, fellas. It's been fun.
So we were walking home from the show yesterday. There was a woman on the corner of Little Collins Street, which I think of as Lieutenant Collins Street. That's what it says on the sign. Anyway, she was bitching at us. She'd been to the show. I don't know if you met this woman.
No,
but
I don't
know. But she was complaining.
No, really?
She said that we didn't play the song that we're about to play right now. And so, to spite this woman, we're into this.
John, ever since we've gotten to Melbourne, you've been like you've gone evil.
That's right. Something about this town.
Yeah, last night.
Brings it up.
Last night, John was like, I'm all out of money.
Which is how you can tell I'm into the cash. That's pretty obvious, right? The way I dress.
Yeah.
It's clear.
Yeah.
This doesn't come free.
I'm glad you left the MAGA hat backstage.
Oh!
You know, I don't mean to talk about my algorithms in a public forum, but for some reason I keep on getting shown duos publicly and privately feuding. And I'm like, what are you driving at?
Why do I get this?
Yeah, I got this Siskel and Ebert thing today. Those guys hated each other.
Oh, I know.
It was so sad. Because it was like they were in their, just a never-ending three-legged race with one another, and they just couldn't take it. But anyway, I'm getting off topic. How about that lady who came to the show last night and didn't get to hear this next song?
Yeah. By the way, John and I like each other, and we're both voting blue.
Yeah.
We make a lot of jokes. We goof around up here.
Yeah, I just want to make one thing clear. Trump is a nightmare.
Just in case anyone is going on social media and saying some weird stuff about us. There is weird stuff about us, but not that.
We are tax and spend liberals from Massachusetts. But please. I was totally just joshing about that. And if that actually was true, I wouldn't believe it. So anyway, back to that lady. So what did she say exactly?
She said, I'm going to say that in the song.
Okay, sure. And then we can start the song.
Okay. She said,
you didn't play Fingertips.
Thank you.
want to say, I totally dug that woman wished she had seen that song, and I have absolutely no bad feelings about her. And I'm a nice person, is my point. I liked her.
And I just want to say, maybe we should give Trump another chance. Of course, I'm kidding, ladies and gentlemen.
This kind of thing gets on YouTube, and then it's over.
It's right,
completely
exactly.
Over.
Right.
You never even hear about us.
No, I know. We'd be Morrissey-ing ourselves. How far down the line were we all when that happened? I was just like, no. Like, you know, the vegan thing was like, you know, okay. You know, the guy's double cool, you gotta roll with that. But then, you know, Jesus. Everything in moderation.
Special bag and opening tool.
Oh.
I don't know. Have you guys ever had your phone
you
put in a bag? They don't do that here.
It's
not a thing.
They do it in the United States because people say fucked up shit on stage that they don't want on YouTube. Like our show. And John, I didn't mean to say that thing about it. I felt like you were like doing like some very important like personal profile rehab.
No.
I just jumped on it.
We goof around. We're gonna be in jail next year. Yeah. Probably.
one water left.
I'm seeing lots of bottles there under the.
No, don't
bring up the bottles. It'll go on YouTube. And then we'll get canceled.
Okay. Back to the music.
For everyone who only just arrived, a quick synopsis. If you came late and missed the commotion, and you wonder what was all that, here's a recap. Stop the gathering and shuffling the news. I assure you there's a very simple explanation. If you only need patience.
Where are you?
Why is the world in love again? Why are we marching hand in hand? Why are the ocean levels rising up? It's a brand new record for 1990. They might be giants, brand new album. Oh.
Mr. Marty Bella. He's coming here to spring. On the bass, the hardest working right ankle in Rob Music today, Mr. Danny Wyckoff. By everyone's surprise, on the keyboards, it's Mr. Dan Miller. Let's talk about the horns, ladies and gentlemen. On the euphonium, that's a word you don't hear often enough. That's Mr. Dan Levine. Ladies, people, he's got high notes. He's got low notes. It's Mr. Mark Pender on the trumpet, everybody. And the man with all the saxophones is Sam Harrison. Local crew and our crew for putting on these shows. Today was great. Tonight was fantastic. We want to thank you again all for coming out. We've got just this next song for you.
Good morning, how are you? I'm Dr. Worm. I'm interested in things.